Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yutes. We have here on the bottom of Daf Yutes Amid Beis and the top of Daf Yutes Amid Aleph, the sugya of Litzanus. Litzanus is the negative involvement in belittling or poking fun at someone or something. And the Gemara describes both the Isser involved in Litzanus and the Einish that one gets for being a Letz. Now Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, Sifkat and Kufayin Dalet and on, describes that there are five groups of Litzanim. There are five types of Litzanim that are included in the Isser that the Gemara here mentions. And he describes them as follows. Hachela Ko'echot, the first cat of Litzanim, is ish loshen hanoisin doifi bivnei adam. He is a person of improper speech who defames other people. He demeans other people in order to belittle them in the eyes of his friends. And he takes an evil pleasure in enjoying this fellow's humiliation. Now, Rabbi Yoina says that on this person, the pasuk in Mishlei that our Gemara brings, Zayd Yohir Letz Shemoi, says Rabbi Yoina, that the Letz has two midos rois, Zayd, which is mezid, zadoin, and Yahir, which is gaiva. This person is being over bemezid, which means that he has really nothing to gain from what he does. There's only this pleasure in putting down someone else, but he really gains nothing with what he's done. That's zayd, that's mezid. And Yahir, he's a baal gaiva. He's a person who thinks that he's superior, and therefore he has the right to put people down. Not only that, when he puts people down, that gufa makes him feel superior. So the pasuk zayd yahir letz shemai refers to this type of letz who belittles people. The Gemara on the bottom of Yudches Amud Beis says on this person, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish kol hamisloitzets neifel begehenem. Shenema zayd yahir letz shemai oise be'evras zadoin. And the Gemara Darshins, Vein Evra El Gehenna. So this type of Letz, his Einish is that he falls immediately to Gehenna. Hachelek Hasheni says, Rabbeinu Yoina, Mishaloyeg Libnei Adam. He mocks other people. Ki Yivez Lohem Beliboy, Lekoitzer Hasagosam, Bemailos, Oibahat Sloches Hasman, Bekovidu Vesrara. He looks down at them because of their lack of success in honor and power. Oyavuz Oisam Laonyam Verisham. Or he looks down at them because of their poverty and their lack of success, their lack of monetary success. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, V'hagayva hevi'asu el hamida hazois, oi roiv hashalva v'hatainuk. Either gaiva has brought him to this mida, or complacency and material abundance. One of the two. Now, if gaiva has brought him to this mida, then he's very similar to the first cat, in which he belittles people because of his own feelings of superiority. If Rav HaShalva VaHatainug, if the fact that he's so complacent and so successful has brought him to this mida, so he's a little different than the first cat. His complacency has brought him to belittle other people who he feels have failed and not succeeded in life, but he's not necessarily tarnishing their reputations. Perhaps we can say that for this group of Litzanim, the Einish is what's described in our Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol HaMisloitzetz Yisurin Bon Olav, Shenemar Va'ato Al Tisloitzatzu, Penyezeku Moisreichem. Which means that the Einish for Litzanus is Yisurim, and the reason is because this cat of Litzanim, what brought them to do the Chet, was Reva Shalva Va'atainuk. So in order for this person to be woken up, in order for this person to stop his Litzanus, he needs the opposite of Rav HaShalva VaTainig, which would be Yisurim. By undergoing Yisurim, he realizes that he doesn't have anything to look down at anybody for. He himself is going through difficult times, just like other people. HaChelek HaShlishi, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Mishaloyeg Tomid L'Dvarim V'Lepa'ulois. Someone who constantly mocks Dvarim, things, and efforts, but he doesn't mock, he doesn't look down upon, he doesn't ridicule the people. He distances things which really do have value, and he dismisses the hope of actions that really there is a hope that they can be beneficial. And Rabbeinu Yoina explains, Haletz hazeh hevi'ohu l'midosei hara heyosei chacham be'enav. He doesn't necessarily consider himself superior to others, so he's not mamish a bal gaiva. However, he puts great faith in his own opinions and does not consider that he might be wrong. He has a very high opinion of his own chachma. And therefore, to him, anything that he doesn't agree with or anything that he feels won't work, he automatically will denigrate, even though there is a possibility that he may be wrong. So this midara of the person who thinks that he's correct all the time will bring him to be misloitzates, to denigrate, to mock actions or things that other people do that he may not agree with. But in reality, they may actually work. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yoina says this person is included in the Kat HaLeitzanim. Perhaps the oinish for this letz is what the Gemara here says, Amar Rav Ketina kol hamisloitzates mizaynois of mismatim. Anyone who is a letz, his parnasa becomes less. Shenemar moshach yodei esloitzitzim. So when the person sees that his parnasa is less, and he has to start to become more flexible, and he has to open his ears to listen to other people and to see other possibilities, it starts to enter his mind that maybe he doesn't know everything after all. And therefore, since he doesn't know everything after all, he could see other people do things and not be misloitzitz against them. The fourth chelik, Rabbeinu Yoina says, "Achelik haravi hakiveya atzmoi tamed l'sicha b'teila udvarim b'teilim kiderech yoshvei kronis." Someone who wastes his time with sicha b'teila, pointless schmoozing kiderech yoshvei kronis, like people who hang out on street corners, says Rabbeinu Yoina that there's two evils in this type of behavior. First of all, ki kol hamar b'dvarim mevichet. Someone who speaks a lot will end up saying something wrong. He'll end up speaking Lashon Hara. He'll end up saying other Yisurim. He'll end up listening to Yisurim. So that's one problem. V'hasheni, ki hu batal midivrei Torah. Someone who spends his time seeking this type of entertainment is batal midivrei Torah. And this is what our Gemara had described previously. Dvarim halolo mevinis adam lidei bitul Torah. All this type of entertainment, the sicha b'teila, and things which a person goes to watch, bring to Bittul Torah. And Rabbeinu Yoina continues, and he says, V'yesh ba'dover hazeh darchei moves. This type of behavior leads to misa, leads to death. Ki eich loy zochar v'loy som al liboy. Ki bo'itim ha'heim asher hu mashchisam. In the time that he has wasted, yochol lahasig hane'imus v'lichnois chaye oylam im yikva ha'itim ha'muzumonim ha'heim la'Torah. In that time that he has wasted, he would have been able to achieve ne'imos, sweet things, v'lichnois chaye oylam, and to be koina oylam haba, if he would have spent that time for Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, ein zeh ki im bezois liboy es ha'mitzvois v'eschar ha'oylam haba. It could be for no other reason than he has a disdain. He doesn't appreciate mitzvos and the schar ha'oylam haba. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, v'ayta ki ashmas ha'bitl min ha'toyra be'eis ha'yecholus lasik ba. Eish hi aravadin toicham. When someone neglects to learn Torah during the time that he has the ability to learn Torah, it's a fire that consumes until all is destroyed. Kasher nemar, kasher omru, kidvar Hashem boza. He has been mevaza, he has denigrated the dvar Hashem, which is the Torah. So this kat of Leitzanim, which is the kat haravi, the ikir chet of this kat, of wasting time, of sicha b'teila, of going to entertaining things which are a waste of time, the ikir chet of this cat is bitul Torah. And perhaps the einish for this cat is what the Gemara says here by us, Amar Rav Chaniloi bar Chaniloi, kol hamisloitzitz goyrim kloyo l'oylam. He brings destruction to the world. Shenemar, v'ato al tisloitzotzu pen yechzeku meisrechem ki cholo v'necherotza shamati. The chet of Bittul Torah is a chet that brings kloya to the world because the world stands on Torah, and when a person wastes his time, the time that he could be learning, that is set aside for learning, and he doesn't learn, so he is causing destruction both to himself and the world, and the chet and the einish is that because of him, there comes destruction to the world. Hachelek hachamishi hamesloitzetz bedvar sfosayim al hamaisim v'hadvorim loy sheyovuz lahem beliboy. He's misloitzates on things, but not because he really believes what he's saying. Ach miderech asmechem leloy dover v'choyk aschoyk. He's part of the clutch who's schmoozing, and people just have to say something, they have to crack jokes, even though it has no meaning, even though they themselves don't believe it, they themselves don't mean it. They taka do hold of these things, they are machshiv these things, but just in order to be considered one of the guys, he has to crack jokes and say things which are nonsensical. Often this is caused when people become inebriated, so therefore they say things that are meaningless, that they themselves don't believe in. Perhaps the einish for this type of letz is what the Gemara says over here, if you became wise, then you have your wisdom. However, if you're a letz, if the person is Isaac in Litzanis, Levat Chatisa, which means he will be lonely, he'll be by himself, he will have to carry his own chet by himself. Perhaps this is the einish for the person who's chayta because he's involved with a group of people. So the einish for him is that he will have to remain alone, where he will not be triggered to say Litzanis just because he has to be part of the group. It said over in the name of Pinchas Karitzer that this that the Gemara says that one of the ancient for a Mishloitzitz is Mizaynosev Mismatim, that he has less Parnasa. So it said over in the name of Pinchas Karitzer that there was once a person who was an Ani Ve'evian who came to him to ask him to be Mispal, that he should have a Parnasa. And the person was a Batkin, he was joking around. So Pinchas told him, you should just know that if you want to earn a living, you should stop making jokes. You should stop being the center of attention. Why? So he explained like this. On Rosh Hashanah, it says, Mizaynoisiv shalodim ktsuvim le'me Rosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. So said Pinchas Karitza, that what that means is that a person has a certain amount of hanoah that he's going to get from Olam Hazeh, that's nigzar Allah from Rosh Hashanah. So if a person is supposed to get a certain amount of hanoah, part of that hanoah is his parnasa, that he has what to eat, he has what to mefarnas himself with, so that's part of his hanoah. But if a person uses up that hanoah by becoming the center of attention, by becoming the person who's the life of the party, he always has the joke to crack, he's always the center of attention, he always has the quick line, he always has to have the loudest voice, so then he's becoming the center of attention, he's getting a lot of hanoah, he's using up a lot of that hanoah that was nigzar Allah from Rosh Hashanah. But if he quiets down, then that hanoah will come as parnasa. So mizaynosev mismatim, because sedra pinchas, because since you're into batchana so much, so you're getting your hanoah, you're using up your hanoah with that, and therefore you're becoming an ani. If you quiet down, then your parnasa will come back. The Gemara on top of Amud Aleph brings a pasuk, Ashrei ish yareis Hashem. The Gemara asks, Ashrei ish v'loy Ashrei isha. What is the lashon ish in the pasuk? Amrav Amram Amarav Ashrei Misha Oisa Tshuva Kishahu Ish. Rashi explains Kishu Bacher Bekoichai when he's young and he still has his koiches. Kalayma Rashi says Memahir Lahakir Boyre Koidim Meazikna. He is fast to recognize his Boyre. He's fast to do Tshuva before his old age comes. Now the Pashup Shad in Rashi is that when a person does Tshuva when he's younger, when a person does Tshuva when he has his koiches, so that's a better tshuva, because it shows that he's more serious about it. It shows that he's makir as bayre. If a person only does tshuva when he's a zaken, and he doesn't have his koiches, so then maybe the reason why he's doing the tshuva is because he doesn't have the taibas anymore, he doesn't have the koiches to be chaita. So now, since he doesn't have the urge to be chaita so much, so therefore he's doing tshuva. But if he would still have his urges, maybe he wouldn't do tshuva. So that's why when a person does tshuva, when he's a bachur, he's showing that his hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that it even overpowers his urges. The Shla in Masechta Yuma, Perek Ner Mitzvah, brings from the Sefer Hasidim like this. It says, "Uzechayres beirecha bimei bechureisecha." Remember your Creator in your days of youth, your youthful days. Says the Sefer Hasidim, "Ki tshuvas hazaken." He loses his taiva and he can't act anymore. It's like someone who was speaking Lashon Hara and then he lost his tongue. He was unable to speak and he didn't speak anymore. So that's not a tshuva shleima, because the fact that he's not speaking Lashon Hara now is only because he can't. Aval b'shuv adam ba'oydei b'koichu u'gvurasai, someone who does tshuva when he still has his strength, v'yitzrim is gabar olav areu koivshai, he overpowers his Yetzirah, even though his Yetzirah tries to overpower him. Harezu hatshuva hamashubeches. This is the best tshuva. Ugvura oisa. And he's doing a strength. He's using a lot of strength to do this tshuva. Al asher koife es Yetzirah ha'az v'hakosha. Because even though his Yetzirah is very strong and very powerful, he's being mizgaber on his Yetzirah because he's makir es boirei, because he recognizes that his creator. A person who's moishel baruchai, a person who overpowers his own yetzahara, is stronger than a leichidir, is stronger than a warrior who captures a city. Capturing a city is easy comparing to capturing himself, to be moishel baruchai. Va'al kol dover shekoshel lo adam vayisehu, something which is hard for a person, and yet he does it anyway. Schare harbe ma'oid. He gets a lot of schar. This is the Sefer Chassid. There's another mahalach in this memra based on Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in Shah Aleph, delineates 20 ikre ha-tshuva, 20 steps for a Baal Tshuva to take. The ninth step is Shviras ha-taiva ha-gashmas. And Rabbeinu Yoina explains, V'hine ha-taiva ha-nasuna b'leiv adam sherish kol ha-pa'ulais. The taiva that is placed within a person's heart, the taiva that a person feels in his heart, is sherish kol ha-pa'ulais. This is the root of all his actions. All his actions are based on his taivas. L'chein, says Rabbeinu Yoina, im yisakin ha-taivos, if he'll fix those up, if he'll control them, if he'll conquer them, tachas asher kol ho-evarim yisharasum, since all the evarim are the things that do the pa'ulos, and since all the evarim now which do the pa'ulos are mishares, they serve the taivos, and the taivos are fixed up, the taivos will pull all the evarim, all the pa'ulos of the evarim after the seichel. V'yilavu alav v'yisharsuhu, and they'll be mishares, they will serve the seichel. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, that when a person breaks the taiva within his heart, when he conquers the taiva within his heart, and he's misaking it, and he sets it up on the correct path, so then it will bring with that all the pa'ulos that the person does will also be mesukin, because the pa'ulos are a teilada, they follow the taiva, and now that the taiva is mesukin, the pa'ulos will be mesukin, and they will be pa'ulos that will be nimshach achar haseichel. This is what Rabbeinu Yoina says. So based on this, we understand why it's important for a person to do tshuva ba'ayde ish, when he's still a bachar. Because when a person is younger, so now his taivas and his pa'ulos are much stronger. So if he'll be masakin his taivas and pa'ulos, he'll be able to accomplish much more. A zaken, whose taivas and pa'ulos are much weaker, so he doesn't have that much ability anymore to do things. So therefore, the fact that he was masaking his taivas and the fact that he was masaking his pa'ulos doesn't make that much of a difference, because he's a zaken already. He can't accomplish that much. When a person's a bachur, when he's younger, and his taivas and his pa'ulos could accomplish much greater things, al tzad ha-toiv, when they are mesukin, al tzad ha-toiv, so then he's able to use those koiches in a much more effective fashion before he becomes a zaken. Now, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has a different drasha. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Oimer, Ashrei Mishim is Gabar al Yitzrei Ke'ish. Rashi says, Ke'ish Gibar. So now, there's two ways to understand what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying. The Shla, over there in Masech Yume Perek Ner Mitzvah, brings from his father, the Sefer Emek Bracha, two mahalchim to understand Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The first mahalch is that there's Taka Machloikas. Rabbi Amram Amar Rav said one thing, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said something else. And what's the chilek? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even a zaken who does tshuva and is mezgaber on his yetzahara, like a ish, like a bacher, so ashra, the same ashrei will apply to him as well. According to Rav, no, it's dafka when he's a bacher, and the reason is because when a person's a bacher, he's one person, and when a person's a zaken, he's a different person. So it's important, in order to do a tshuva shleima, that the same person who was chayte should be the one to do the tshuva. But if he only does tshuva when he's a zaken, even if he's mizgaber ke'ish, like a bachur, but still, he's not the same person that he was when he was younger. And therefore, it's like a different person is doing tshuva, and therefore it's not a tshuva shleima. So according to this mahalach, tis a machlokes Rav and Rebbe Shuvan Levi. Rav holds dafka abach, and Rebbe Shuvan Levi holds no. Even when he's a zaken, he could do tshuva, as long as when he does the tshuva, he's mizgaber kish, he's mizgaber like a bach. In the second mahalach, Deme Bracha says no. The etzem, there's no machlokes, Rebbe Shuvan Levi is bal of farish divrei Rav. This that Rav said, that ashrei misha oisa tshuva kishahu ish, Rabbi Shuvan Levi was explaining, doesn't mean that he dafka has to do tshuva when he's younger. Even if he does tshuva when he's older, as long as the tshuva that he does is a tshuva shleima, kegibar, he's oiker the chet and gansen, he does tshuva begvura, so that's what Rav meant when he said kishuish. He doesn't mean that he has to dafka be a youngster. Even if he's not a youngster, even if he's an old man, but he does tshuva kegibar, keish, he's mekayim this pasuk of Ashrei. The next Gemara darshin is b'mitzvois of chafetz ma'oid. Amar Abelazar b'mitzvoisav v'loy b'schar mitzvoisav. And the Gemara brings v'hainu d'tnan hu haya oimer al tihiyu ka'avodim ha'mashamshin esarav al manas l'kabal pras v'hiyu ka'avodim ha'mashamshin esarav shalei al manas l'kabal pras. So I saw in the Sefer Avodah Brura, he brings a very beautiful pshat from the Sefer Ein Eliyahu on Agadata, who explains what's the drasha b'mitzvoisav chafetz ma'oid v'loy b'schar mitzvoisav. Mehechetesi? Maybe the person wants to do the mitzvahs because he wants the schar. Why does he want to do it? Because he wants to get the schar. How does the Gemara know to darshin b'mitzvoisa v'loy b'schar mitzvoisa? So he says like this. He says there's a difference between the word chafetz and the word rotzen. L'mashal, if a person wants a piece of bread, so what does he do? He goes, gets himself a job, earns money, and buys a piece of bread. So now, the chafetz, what he really wants is the piece of bread. The ratzon is what he wants, what he's willing to do, what he accepts to do in order to get to the end. So getting the job and earning the money is not chafetz, that's not the thing that he be'etzem wants, but that's ratzon. That's the means to the end is ratzon. The end itself is the chafetz. So the lashon of the pasuk b'mitzvos of chafetz ma'oid says the Ein Eliyahu. It doesn't say b'mitzvos of roitzem ma'oid. That would be mashma that the mitzvah is a means to an end. It's a way to get to the schar of the mitzvah. Really, the schar is what he wants. The mitzvah is the way to get to the schar. But it says b'mitzvos of chafetz ma'oid, which means that the end result is that he wants the mitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara dashes b'mitzvoisav alei b'schar mitzvoisav, because if it would be schar mitzvoisav, then mitzvoisav wouldn't be chafetz, mitzvoisav would be ratzeh. And since it says chafetz, obviously it's b'mitzvoisav, that's the end, b'loi b'schar mitzvoisav. Now, the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Masechta Avos that says, al tihiyu ka'avodim ha'mashamshin esarav al manas l'kabal pras. B'mitzvoisav chofetz ma'oid, this is the mekor, that the person is fulfilling his avoidus Hashem because of avas Hashem, because he loves Hashem, not because he wants the schar al manas l'kabal pras. Now, the Rishayim and the Achrayim, all this, the kash over here, from the Gemara, in Masech de Psachim and Masech de Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara over there says, ha'oimra sela zel etzdaka al manas sheyichye b'ni. If a person says, I'm going to give this seller to tzedakah and almanas in order that my son should live, so the lashon of the Gemara there is, harezet tzadik gomer. So l'chayru we see from that Gemara that not only is it mutter for a person to do a mitzvah in order to get something in return, but the Gemara calls him a tzadik gomer. It sounds like it's a good thing to do. So how does that shtim with this Mishnah that almanas l'kabal pras is the wrong thing to do? Be'emes, this question, L'cha'ira, is not only from that Gemara in Masech T'Psachim, it's really from Gans Teresh Shemekzav. The Abarbanel and Sefer Nachlas Avos asks that we find that in Kol HaTeira Kula, the Torah says, V'hoyim Shamaya Tishmol Mitzvoysay, V'nasati B'tararitzachem B'itoy, Imbuchu Koysay Teilecha, V'nasati Gishmeichem B'itam, L'man Yitav L'cha. The Pasuk is Mavur, Mefurish. Many, many times that people who are mekayim, the mitzvahs havoyre, the mitzvahs hatoyra, they will be zoicha to get good things. They'll get all brachas, all hatavos. So it's mefurish in the Torah already that there's a pras, that there's a schar, even in Olam Hazeh, for doing mitzvahs. So how could the Mishnah say, al tihiyu, the pasuk says mefurish, that these are the outcomes of kiyum ha-mitzvahs, and it sounds from the Torah that it's perfectly fine to be mechaven for those things. That's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants to encourage us to do the mitzvahs. And the way the Torah encourages us is by telling us that we're going to be zeicha to all the brachas if we do the mitzvahs. This is the Abar Bernel's Kasha. So Tosfos Vayos in Divrei Maskil Al Menasel Kabel Pras and Tosfos in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says like this, Pirish, B'toyhe Imloi Tavei She'elase K'may She'osin Obdi K'chof. The reason why, the case of Al Menasel Kabel Pras is when he's Toya Al Arishainos, he has Charata. He's upset that he did it if he doesn't get what he wants. And that's the way the Goyim do things. The Goyim will do a positive action, and they'll do an Al Menasel Kabel Pras, and if they don't get what they want, then they have Charata that they did the whole thing, they wish they never would have done it. Avlameina Toya. But if he's not Toya, if he doesn't have Charata that he did it, even if he doesn't get what he wants, then Hareza Tzadik Gomer. This is what Tosfos says here, and Tosfos Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which L'chaira answers all the questions. This that the Mishnah says that Al Menasel Kabel Pras is wrong, it's only if the entire mitzvah is only being done Al Menasel Kabel Pras, and if he doesn't get the pras, then he's Toya L'Rishayinus, he wishes he never would have done the mitzvah. Then Taka, it's awesome. Masha'enkin, if the person's happy to do the mitzvah, but he wants to be Mekabel Pras because of the mitzvah, but even if he doesn't get the pras, he'll still be happy that he did the mitzvah, then according to Tosfos, there's no problem of Al Menasel Kabel Pras. And no adin that we understand that all the Yehudei HaTorah, all the promises that the Torah gives of all the brachas that a person gets if he's mekayim the mitzvahs, are all the same thing. Which means that the Torah is telling us that a person's allowed to hope, he's allowed to want these brachas and this schar for the mitzvahs. But lemaisa, since the mitzvahs are a davar toiv, the mitzvahs themselves are a good thing, even if he doesn't get the schar, he'll still be happy that he did the mitzvah. The Marsha and the Balakeda have a different mahalach to answer this question. The Marsha says that the lashon of the Mishnah, avodim that are meshamish al menas lekabel pras, and avodim that are meshamish not al shalei al menas lekabel pras, this says the Marsha is the chilik between an eved ivri and an eved kanani. An eved ivri is someone who specifically works for a pras. You make up with him how much you're going to pay him, you koine him, he does the work, and he's mekabel pras. The whole purpose of the work is al menas lekabel pras. An eved kanani, says the Marsha, is shalei al menas lekabel pras. Why? Because the Rav could say, asei ni vein izoncha. The Rav is not mechuyiv to give the eved kanani his pras. And in fact, anything that the eved kanani himself gets, masha kana eved kana rabbi, nothing really belongs to the eved kanani. Says the Marsha, that's the chilik. If someone is Meshamesh as Harav al Menas l'Kabel Pras, which means that his whole Avdus, the whole Avodas Hashem, is in lieu of payment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to pay him for his Avdus. So that's al Menas l'Kabel Pras, and that's Taka Asar. But if a person's an Eved, like an Eved Kanani, who understands that nothing belongs to him, and understands that the master is not Mechuyiv to give him anything, he doesn't have to give him anything. However, the master is a Baal Chesed, and the master gives him his pras, and the master does give him his mezainus. So then that's called being Meshamesh Asarav Shalei Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, which means that even though the Eved knows that the master is going to give him, and he's very happy to get from the master, and really in the back of his mind he knows that that's what's going to happen, Afilu Hachi, that's called Shalei Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, because he knows that the master is not Mechuyiv to give it to him. It's only that the master gives it to him B'Ritzoni HaToyiv. That's called being Meshamesh HaSarav Shalei Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, and that's Mutter. So therefore, when a person says, Sel Azul Tzedakah, Al Menas Yechye B'Ni'i, so that's not a problem with Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, because he knows that the master doesn't have to do. He knows that Hashem doesn't have to make his son live. He knows, he's just asking. He's saying, I want to give the Sel Tzedakah, and B'Zchus Zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mechaya his son. So since he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do it, and it's only mitoich chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it, so that's called Shalei Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, and Harei Zeh Tzadik Gomer. A third mahalach, a very interesting mahalach, is mavur in the Goyin, the Rama and the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideh Simin Reish Chof, in Hilchas Nedarim. The Rama over there is discussing the question, if a person is mechuyiv to finish his neder, if the tzara that he made the neder for is over. So for example, if a person made a neder that he's going to fast a certain amount of tanesim, or he's going to give a certain amount of tzedakah, and then the tzara is over, either the person died, or the person lived, or for whatever reason the tzara was over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the person from the tzara. So now the question is he mechuyiv to finish the tanesim? Is he mechuyiv to give that amount of tzedakah that he was mekabel? Because he only was mekabel, machmas the tzara. But now that the tzar is over, maybe he's not mechuyev anymore. So the Rama explains that there's a chilik between the yochid and the tzibur, different halachas, and the Rama for his voice like this. He says, venerally, the chol zem mayri bekiblu aleihem stam. The only time there's a shaylif, the mechuyev to finish, is only if they were makabel stam. They didn't say a tanai. They didn't make any tanai. Avol imperish dvarov, if they said mefurish, kagoy, misha no deva omar, im yichya ployni. If this and this person lives, hachoyla, this choyla, es anakach vakach. If that person dies, potter minidra, then he's potter. Why? The harahist the beferish. He said mefurish, im yichya is a ployni, and that ployni didn't live, so mamela, now he's potter. V'loi be'in on tanai kofel binadarm, we don't need tanai kofel. Since he said, that's good enough, we don't need it tonight, kofel, and therefore he's potter from his nether. Firza is the Ramah of a kol shekain, ha'oimer etain sela litztaka kadesha yichia bini. V'im lo yichia lo etain, where he is kofel dvarav, he says, if my son lives, I'm going to give this sela litztaka, and if im lo yichia lo etain, says the Ramah, afal gav de oivid al manas l'kabel pras, even though this ma'isa mitzvah that he's doing is considered al manas l'kabel pras, mikol makan potter im lo yichya. He's potter because he made a tanai kofel. So it's mavur in the Ramah two things. First of all, neder doesn't need a tanai kofel. Even if a person didn't make a tanai kofel, afilu hachi, he's potter from his neder since he made a tanai. The kol shekain, if he made a tanai kofel, he's certainly potter from his neder because he made a tanai kofel. Number one. Number two, it's mashman the Ramah that the only time it's considered almanas l'kabel pras is if he made it tanai kofel. If he didn't make it tanai kofel, that's not called almanas l'kabel pras. The Ramah fears ois at the end that when he made it tanai kofel, afal gav the oivet almanas l'kabel pras, mikol mokam patrim lo yichya. So it's mashman the Ramah that the only time it's considered almanas l'kabel pras is if he made it tanai kofel. If he didn't make it tanai kofel, if he just said him yichya plain yachoyle esana kach v'kach, that's not called almanas l'kabel pras. And the guy makes this deal. The Goyin Afinor over there says, "Ayin Toisvis, Dibri Amaschel B'Shvil Sheyichya Bini, Uvechinam Dachaku Es Atzmam." Toisvis says a Deichik Teretz, and as Vechinam, there's no reason. Lefima Shenira Midibri Haramah, Dolei Mikri Almanas LeKabel Pras Ela BeKoyful Dvarav. Toisvis had a portion of Teretz. Toisvis should have said a portion of Teretz. There's a chilik between a person who makes a Tanai Kofel and a person who doesn't make a Tanai Kofel. If he doesn't make a Tanai Kofel, that's fine. That's Almanas Sheyichya Bini. And Hariz it Tzadik Gomer. When does the Mishnah say that Almanas L'Kabel Pras is a problem according to the Ramah? Says the Goyin is only B'Koyful Dvarav. If he says V'im Lo Yichya Lo Yatein, that's a problem. That's called Almanas L'Kabel Pras. So Tosfos should have said this Teretz. U'v'chinam Dachku Es Atzman. Tosfos Teretz is that there's a Chilgin Toyal Rishonis and not Toya. No, you don't need that Teretz. Even if in both cases, it's the same. He's not Toya. Afilu Hochi, it's not considered Almanas L'Kabel Pras unless he's Koyful tonight. This is what the Goyin says according to the Ramah. This is how the Goyin answers the Steer in the Gemara. L'chayr, what's the pshat? There's a difference between a Tanai that's a Tanai Kofel and a Tanai that's not a Tanai Kofel. If the Tanai is not a Tanai Kofel, so then it sounds like a Bakasha. He says, Im Yichya Oysa Ployni, Im Yichya Ployni HaChoyla, so he's going to keep Esana Kach V'Kach, or he's going to give Kach V'Kach L'Tzdaka. So it sounds like a Bakasha. He's being Mavakish from the Ebishter, Ribbono Shel Olam, if this person lives, I'll give this and this amount to Tzdaka. Mashenkin, if he makes a Tanai Kofel, and he says, V'im lo yichye lo yetein. That already sounds like a business deal. So he's making a business transaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, listen, Ribbono Shalom, you give me A, and I'll give you B. That's already considered almanas l'kabel pras, and it's also. So it depends how the person says it. If the person says it with a tanai that's not a tanai kofel, that's considered arizat tzadik gomer. If a person says it with a tanai kofel, that's considered almanas l'kabel pras, and it's also. The Gemara Darshins ki im b'teiras Hashem cheftzoi. Amar Rebbe, ein adam lo yimid Torah ela mimokim shalibay chofetz. So Rashi explains, lo yishana lo yirabay ela masechta shehu mevakesh heimenu. The Rebbe should only teach a masechta to the Talmud that the Talmud wants to learn. Sheim yishana lo yimasechta acheres, ein miskayemes lefi shalibay al tavose. The Talmud is not going to learn the masechta well, it's not going to be miskayemes, because he's interested in something else. So Rebbe is saying, there's an ashara, there's a lesson for the Rebbe, that the Rebbe should not teach the Talmud if the Talmud is not interested in learning this Masechta. Now, the Gemara Vaita brings a similar memra from Rava. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, La'olam yolmeid adam teira b'makim shalibay chafetz. So Rebbe's memory is ein adam loymeid teira ela mimakim shalibay chafetz, and Rava's memory is la'olam yolmeid adam teira b'makim shalibay chafetz. So the Masha points out that there's a chilik between what Rebbe says and Rava's memra. Rebbe says, "Ein adam loymid Torah ela mi makim shalibay chafetz." Mi makim means in the masechta, mi makim from the place that he wants to learn, which means in the sefer or the masechta. Rebbe's talking about which topic a Talmud will only be able to learn properly the topic that he's interested in. So the Rebbe should not force him to learn a topic that he's not interested in. Rava's memra is something else. Rava's memra is la'olam yomeid adam teira b'makim shalibay chafetz. It says the Masha, b'makim shalibay chafetz means in the place that he wants to learn, which is which yeshiva. He should pick the Rebbe that he wants to learn from. He shouldn't learn by a Rebbe that he's not interested in learning from. He should rather go to the yeshiva where he has the Rebbe that he's interested in learning from. So Rebbe's referring to the mesechta, and Rava is referring to the yeshiva. I saw in the Sefer Avoy de Brura, he brings down from the Imri Emes, that he wants to use this Masha to answer up a kasha that the Achrayim ask on this sugya. They ask from a Gemara Bab Metziyat of Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara over there is handling the sugya of She'ela Bebailam. She'ela Bebailam means that if Reuven borrows something from Shimon, and when Reuven borrows B'shasa She'ela, Shimon is also doing something for Reuven, so that's called She'ela Bebailam, and Reuven is now potter if something happens to the chafetz. So the Gemara over there says, Amru le Rabbonu le Rava, Sha'ol lan mar. So the Rabbonu, the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash, said to Rava, Sha'ol lan mar. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That they were saying to Rava that if we would borrow something from you, then we'd be potter. Why? Because since you're our Rebbe, and you teach us, so kum techois, that if we would borrow something from you, at that time of the She'ela, you would also be our Rebbe, you'd also be Malamed us. So kum techos, you'd be doing something for us, b'shas the She'ela. So it would be She'ela b'bailam, and therefore we'd be potter. So the Gemara says, Ikpid, Rava was upset. Amalahu, he said to the Talmidim, lafkui m'moynoi kabi yisul, you want to take away my money? Adarabba, just the opposite. Atun she'ultun li, you are she'ela b'bailam for me. Why? De'ilu anna motzi yishtamuti l'chumi mesechta l'mesechta. I can push you away from one mesechta and tell you I want to learn a different mesechta, and you'd be mechuyiv to listen. Atun le'matzis l'yishtamuti, but you can't do that. You can't tell me which mesechta we're going to learn. I can tell you which mesechta we're going to learn. So come to chayis, that Rabbi was saying, I'm using you more than you're using me. You're shaol to me, and therefore if I would borrow something from you, I would be potter. Because you are here doing for me what I need you to do for me, which is to learn the Masechta that I want. So the Gemara says, V'loihi. The Gemara says it's not true. Iu shol luhu b'yayme dekala. On a yayme dekala, when there's a drasha for the whole shtot, so then Taka Rava is shol to everyone, because he can't change the Masechta, he can't change the Inyan. Inush ilule b'shar yayme. But in the rest of the days of the year, enochanami, Taka the Talmid, the Mashol to the Rebbe is not shol to the Talmud. But bottom line is, the Gemara over here is saying that the Rebbe has the ability to decide which Masechta. Matzi l'shtamuti l'chumi Masechta l'Masechta. He could push them away from one Masechta and pick a different Masechta. How does that chime with our Gemara, where the Gemara says that the Rebbe should not teach a Talmud in a Masechta that the Talmud doesn't want? Says the Imre Emes that according to the Marsha, it's not shver. Because according to the Marsha, Rebbe was talking about the Masechta, and Rava was talking about the Rebbe, about the Yeshiva. So, Enochanami, according to Rebbe, if the Talmud wants to learn a certain Masechta, so the Rebbe is not allowed to push him off to a different Masechta. But according to Rava, Rava's memory was only that the person, that the Talmud should learn by the Rebbe that he wants to learn. But Avada, the Rebbe himself, could push the Talmud from Masechta to Masechta. Another teretz that the Achrayim say to answer the stira between our Gemara and the Gemara Bamatzia, is because the lashon of the Gemara B'Metziah is atun she'oltun li. Rava answered them, "You are borrowed to me. You're she'olt to me." Rashi explains, "Shekashani chafetz lahaschil b'mesechta acheres shaloi tishkach mimeni ein atem yichaylam limchayz biyadi." If I want to start a different mesechta so that it shouldn't be forgotten from me, you can't be moicha, you can't stop me. So Rashi says, Rashi adds in here, shalei tishkach mimeni, which means that eino chanami. Be'etzem, the Rebbe Taka should not force the Talmud to learn a mesechta that the Talmud doesn't want to learn. However, if the Rebbe is holding by forgetting that mesechta, the Talmidim never wanted to learn that mesechta in a long time, and now the Rebbe is going to forget that mesechta, so then Taka, the Rebbe is allowed to push the Talmud off and learn a mesechta, even though the Talmud doesn't want to learn that mesechta. Mashenkin and Arsug, you were talking about stam, when there's no chash that the Rebbe is going to forget the mesechta, and therefore, he Taka shouldn't push the Talmud to a different mesechta. Another difference between what Rebbe says and what Rava says is in the Sefer Avodah Savodah, he points out that the Lashon of Rebbe is mashma, that a person should not do it. The Lashon of Rebbe is Ein Adam Loi Meteira Ela Mimakam Shali B'Chofetz, which means that a person is not permitted to learn Torah, or the Rebbe is not permitted to force the Talmud to learn Torah, to learn a different Masechta, because he's not going to learn. Ein Adam Loi Meteira Ela Mimakam Shali B'Chofetz. It's not just an Eitz Toiva. It's a Din. It's an Isser. The Rebbe is not allowed to do it. Rava's Lashon is La'olam Yomid Adam Torah B'Makam Shali B'Chofetz, which is Rava's Lashon is more mashman Eitz Toiva k'mashman Lan. It's not an Isser. A person is allowed to do it if it's necessary, but rather Eitz Toiva k'mashman Lan that La'olam Yomid Adam Torah B'Makam Shali B'Chofetz. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings the Mishnah Higia L'Kipa Makam Shemamidim Ba'Avodis K'chavim is also Livnos. Once a person reaches the Kipa, which is the spot that they put the Avodah Zarah, in that spot, in the Kippah, then it's usher to build that spot, because it's Meshamshei Avodah Kechavim, and Meshamshei Avodah Kechavim is usher to build. The Gemara brings a memra from Rabbi Lozom, Rabbi Yechanan, v'imbono schorei mutter. If Lamaisa, he was over the Yisr, and he did it, the money is mutter. Now the Gemara asks on that pshita, Meshamshei Avodah Kechavim hein, u'meshamshei Avodah Kechavim ein amasur matshi yavdu. Which means that since it's Misham She'avoy Dezara, and Misham She'avoy Dezara have a halacha that it's not asr until it's actually served, so kum techoyis, it's not asr yet. So if it's not asr yet, even though it was asr to build, but lamaisa, the cheftz itself is not asr yet. And since the cheftz is not asr, it's pashit that the schar for building this kippah should be mutter. The Gemara answers, Amar Rab Yirmiyah le'nitztrucho ela la'avoydus kechavim atzma. The Avodah Kechavim itself, which is Aser, so there I would think that the Schar should taka be Aser, kamash malon, that it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? So the Gemara explains, because since the Avodah Zarah only becomes a Cheftz of Avodah Zarah b'makusha achrein, in the last bang, and the last bang doesn't have a Shavah Pruta, so therefore all the Schar until then is Mutter, yeshna l'schirus mitchil v'atzoif, and therefore all the Schar is Mutter, except for that last makush, and that last makush is pachas m'shavah Pruta. Now, the Rif skips this whole Gemara. He brings the memra of Rabbi Yechanan, of Rabbi Lozom, Rabbi Yechanan, in Bona Schari Mutter, that if a person builds the kippah, the schar of that kippah, the schar of his labor is Mutter, but he skips the Gemara's Kasha Pshita, and he skips Rabbi Yirmiyah's Teretz of Lenitzrucha Ela Vavoydis Kechavim Atzma. The Rosh does bring our Gemara, and he does paskin Rabbi Yirmiyah's Din of Lenitzrucha Ela Vavoydis Kechavim Atzma. In the Kitzer Piskei HaRosh, which is the Tur's Kitzer of the Rosh, of the Rosh's Halachas, the Tur skips this, and in the Tur itself, he also skips it. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring this Heter of Rabbi Yirmiyah, but the Ramah adds it in, Afilu Avodas Kechavim Atzma. So very interesting, we have the Rif, and the Kitzer Piskei HaRosh, and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch skip this last Gemara here, this Heter, Afil Avodas Kechavim Atzma, and all the other Rishonim bring it. And the Achreinim HaMatmiya, why is it that the Rif and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring this Halacha? In L'chair, it's a Mefurish Gemara, it doesn't sound like there's a Machlekes here about this. So the Bach in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel explains that the Taka is a Machlekes L'Halacha here amongst the Rishonim. The Rif and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Taka hold that L'maskana, Halacha, we are not saying in Rabbi Yirmiyah's Heter that Afilu Avodah Zarah Atzma, it's mutter to take schar for. Why is that? Because Tosis by us, the Rebbe Maschel Makush Achron, asks like this. He says, "Vim Taimar Mikol Mokem Halahu Osr Lehonus Midme Avodah Kechavim Afilu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta." Lamaisa, it's also to be nenor from Avodah Zarah, even if it's less than a Shavah Pruta. It says, L'yidbak b'yotcha mu'uma min acherem. Mu'uma means even a pachas mishavah pruta. V'yim kein, frektoisus, nimtza isim uruv b'schare. Enochanami, the last makush is only a pachas mishava pruta, and all the other schar tak is heter, because until the last makush, until the gemar malacha, it doesn't have a shem avodah zarah b'chlal. So kum dechayz, all that schar was mutter, but the last makush, the last pachas mishava pruta, is taka schar d'me avodah zarah, and that's taka asa. So kum dechayz, when he gets his check, he has here a mix. He has a mixture of heter and together with iser. So that pachas mishava pruta should aser all the schar that he got for making this avodah zarah. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos answers, v'yishleimar kivan de b'shvil makur zeho acharin lo hoya ha'oivid kechavim noisin mimenu mischirase pachos. The guy would not have deducted any of the schar for the last makush, meaning that if the yid would have given it back without having done the last makush ha'acharin, the guy wouldn't have been makvid. The avodah zarah is kemat done. It's almost done. It's done enough that the guy would have been satisfied and he wouldn't have deducted any of the person's salary. In Cain, ein lo yolov schar avodah kechavim klal. It doesn't have b'chlal Hashem of schar avodah kechavim. There's nothing mixed in over here. This yid is not getting any schar for the last makush, since the guy would have given him the full amount anyway. So the fact that now he got it after the makush achron doesn't change anything. The amount of the schar is the same before the makush as after the makush. There is no schar of iser mixed in over here, says Tosfos, and therefore the entire schar is mutter to be nana from. That's Tosfos Teretz. Says the Bach that the Rif and the Tur did not agree with Tosfos Teretz. They had Tosfos Kasha, that L'chayro there's a mix of Isser and Heter, and they were not masking to Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos himself points out, Af al pisha oibid kechavim makbid al pachas mishava pruta begezel. We find that a guy is makbid on a pachas mishava pruta. So how come I'm saying to you that over here the guy is not makbid, even if the yid gives it back without the makush achrayim, he's not makbid on that, he'll still pay him the full amount? Says Tosfos, Mikol Malkam Hocha Leka Kpeda Kulia. I hear there's less of a Kpeda. If a person steals a Pachas Mishava Pruta from a guy, then the guy is Makbid. But over here, where he's Kemat finished, and it's only one Makush that's missing, so there the guy is Takana Makbid. So says the Bach that the Rif and the Tur hold that this Teretz is a big Deichek. Avada, the guy is Makbid. And if the guy is Makbid, that means he won't pay him the full amount if the Yid gives it to him without having accomplished the last Makush Achron. So Kum Techos, that the Makush Achron is worth a pachas mishava pruta to the guy, and the guy taka wouldn't give him that pachas mishava pruta. Oibazoi, when he does give him that pachas mishava pruta mixed in with all the rest of the schar, you now have isav hetamur of him, and the halacha is that everything should be awesome. Says the Bach that this is the sheet of the Rif and the Tur. They taka hold that Rabbi Yirmiyah's teretz really is not correct. It's really not true. The schar of avodas kechavim atzmo is taka aser for this reason of Tosfos, and therefore that's why the halacha they don't bring it, and the halacha is taka not like that. The halacha is only the kippah is mutter because the kippah is only mishamshe avodas kechavim, and mishamshe avodas kechavim is not aser at sheyavdu. Mashen kein an avodah zara atzmo, which is aser as soon as it becomes an avodah zara, even before it's being served, then taka it's aser to be makabel to accept the payment for the labor of making the avodah zarah, because there's issur ma'ariv with heter. This is the way the Bach explains pshat in the Rif and the Tur. The Shach in Sivkot and Dalet is chelik on this Bach. He says, "Zakum techos." What you're saying is that the Rif and the Tur are chelik on a Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah says his teretz a makash achron. Comes along Tosfos and asks a kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyah and says a teretz. The Rif and the Tur don't like the teretz. Mele they matcha Rabbi Yirmiyah lahalacha. So what's happening? The Rif and the Tur are arguing on Rabbi Yirmiyah. How could you say such a thing? We can't argue on a Gemara like that for no reason, just because we have a kasha. Says the Shach, al karchach, what we have to say is that the Rif and the Tur are being semechan Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings Rabbi Loza's memra, that in bonus chari mutter, and the Yerushalmi brings a chaylik. Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Mona loy mistavra. Rav Mona was chelik and Rabbi Loza. He says, no, it's not mistavra. Why? And the reason Yerushalmi gives is because this yid who's building the keepers writes a b'kiyuma. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is that the hachayid kol hado kifsa. Says the Shach, what does that mean? Sharehu misameach ba'avoydus kechavim calls man shakipa kaya. This yid who built the keeper is very happy. He's very happy to see that avoy desara there. He's very happy to see his keeper. He feels good about it. He's besilchel calls man that he sees the keeper kaya. So avadus chare is aser, because that's called roitze b'kiyuma of the avoy desara, and roitze b'kiyuma is aser b'hana. So says the Shach, two things we see in Yerushalmi. First of all, Yerushalmi is chelek and our Gemara. The Gemara says pshita. The Gemara brings Rabbi Elazar's memory and says, Pshita, it's not Pshita at all. In fact, there's a chaylik, the Rabbana holds not like that, number one. And number two, Rabbi Yirmi was not talking about Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yirmi was talking about the Kippah. And his chiddush was that even though the person is misameach in the binyan of the Kippah and calls Mad Avodah Zarah is there, afilu hachid is charas mutin, that's a big chiddush. So first of all, it's not Pshita. And second of all, Rabbi Elazar is only talking about the Kippah. We don't see in Rabbi Elazar that he's talking about Avodah Zarah. So the Rif and the Tur held like the Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Elazar's Taka only talking about the Kippah and not about Avodah Zarah Atzma, and that's why they matcha Rabbi Yirmi me'alocha, not because they themselves had a kasha, but because in the Yerushalmi it's mavur fakert from Rabbi Yirmi. We always paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi, says the Shach, what the Tur and the Rif hold is that if Rabbi Yirmi would have known that Rabban is chaylik on Rabbi Elazar, he Taka wouldn't have said what he said. He would have seen that it's Taka not poshit. And he would have seen that Rabbi Elazar is only talking about Kippah. And he's not talking about Avodah Zarah Atzma. The only reason why Rabbi Yirmi said this is because he didn't hear Rabban is Chaylik. And that's why we paskin like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. This is the way the Shach explains Pshat in the Rif and the Tur. And this is the way the Goyim learns Pshat in the Rif and the Tur. The problem is that L'chayri, this Teretz works for the Rif and the Tur, but it doesn't work for the Kitzah Piskei HaRosh. In the Kitzah Piskei HaRosh, what the Tur is doing, he's paraphrasing the Psakim of the Rosh. And the Rosh does bring down Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he does paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah. So L'chaira, in the Kitzah Piskei HaRosh at least, the Torah should have written that, according to the Rosh at least, it's mutter afilu avoidus kechavim atzma. And in the Torah himself, he could be chaylik, but L'chaira, the Kitzah Piskei HaRosh should not bring the Rosh's halacha because of a Yerushalmi that's mavur keneged the Bavli. So Shvar Zach to understand. L'maisa, the Taz in Sukkot and Gimel says a different teretz, which L'chaira answers everything, and he says like this. He says, "Be'etzim, there's no machlekes. Everyone's moidel halacha that halacha is like a birmiya that afila avoid the zara atzma is mutter, the schar is mutter." But he says like this. He says, "V'nira taimam shalei rotzu legalis heter zeh kedei laharchik es ha'odam mikir averezu." L'maisa, it's aser for a person to build a kippah, and it's certainly aser for a person to make an avoid the zara. The schar is taka mutter, but the eved, if he did it, if he was over the iser, schar is mutter, and Chazal didn't ask for the schar, but the Rif and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch did not want to advertise this heter because they wanted to be marchik people from any type of evil deed like this. Ratzu laharchik es ha'odam mikir aveiru zu, ukederech sha'amru beperek mi shehechshich oid acheres amru v'leratzu l'galoisa. We find that there are times that even though something is mutter, Chazal don't want to be megalait because they're afraid that it's going to lead people to direct here, to do things which are asa. And since this is a miyazdika thing, that a yid should make an avodah zarah and keep the schar, therefore they didn't want to advertise it. But lemaisa, everyone is moida that lahalacha, it's mutter. Now, b'negeya Tosfos kasha that he asks, that how could the schar of making avodah zarah be mutter l'chayru, the makos ha'achron, even if it's a pachas mishav pruta, is still asa bahano? Because avodah zarah is asa bahano, afilu pachas mishav pruta. So kum techois yavisa v'hetem u'ravim biyachad. So I saw a very beautiful teretz b'shem da'ar sameach in Perek Tes Mehilchas Avodah Zarah. He says like this: we have a klal in kol ha'teira kula of bittul barayt. That means if a person has an iser, a one chaticha of iser, and it falls into two chatichas of heter, and we don't know which one is which, we say the klal of bittul barayt. But that only works when we're dealing with iser v'heter. It doesn't work when we're dealing with mamonis. If Reuven has a dollar that falls into Shimon's money, even though Shimon's money is right, we don't say bittul barayt, because on mamonis you don't say bittul barayt. Nevertheless, says Dar Sameach, what's the halacha if Reuven has a piece of treifa and it falls into Shimon's heter, pieces of shchuta? So then we will say bittul barayt. Why? Because even though the iser belonged to Reuven and the heter belonged to Shimon, but the iser of heter shabbai has nothing to do with the mamonis. We're not trying to be mevatel the mamonis shabbai, we're trying to be mevatel the iser shabbai. So we see, says Dar Sameach, that mamon b'mamon is not batal barayv, but isav a heter that's not totally in mamon is batal barayv. Says Dar Sameach like this. So what do we have over here? This yid is making an avodah zarah for a guy, and the guy is paying him for it. Kum techois that the mamon, the money that the guy is paying the yid, is the avodah zarah. The Gemara is machadish that until the makash achron, it's not called the me avodah zarah. Why? Because it doesn't have a shem avodah zarah until the Gemara malach. Now the last makush is the me avodah zarah, because the makash achron, the item already has a shem of avodah zarah. So kum techois, Tosfos is asking that we have a problem of isav hetem uravim yachad. Says Dar Sameach like this: if that last makush would be a shava pruta mamish, so then come to chayis that shava pruta has a din of mammon, so then enoch anami, it's not going to be batel baraif. Because the guy owes the yid the dmei avodah zarah, the value of his labor for the avodah zarah, and that is dmei avodah zarah, and that is a shava pruta, which has a shem mammon, and mammon is not batel on mammon. The mammon that the guy owes the yid for the last makush, if it would be a shava pruta, would be a bittel of mammon in mammon, and that taka wouldn't be batel, and the din would be isav hetemurav nyachav. But now that it's a pachas mishava pruta doesn't have a din of mammon. Elamai, what are you telling me? But enochanami doesn't have a din of mammon, but it has a din of the me'avoy dezara, because the me'avoy dezara is aser. Even the pachas mishava pruta, asli yidbak miyot chamum menacherim, but that's a din isav hetem, which is not totally in a din mammon, because pachas mishava pruta is not mammon. Pachas mishava pruta is only iser. An issa, which is not totally in mammon, taka will say batel b'roiv, and that's why the schar of the pachas mishava pruta, even though it's iser, is batel in the roiv heter, and the entire schar is mutter.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.